Thanks for tuning in to Conversations About Meaningful Things, the podcast where we dig into life, faith, and all the important questions. In a world that can feel isolating sometimes, we want to encourage you that you're not alone, that God loves you and isn't afraid of your questions. And that's the purpose of this podcast. In our time together, you can expect real talk, genuine interviews, and probably a few laughs along the way. Our hope is as you connect, you feel seen, loved, and encouraged as you take steps in your faith journey. So settle in and let's dive into the conversation. We're so happy to have you along.
Hello there, and welcome back to Conversations About Meaningful Things. We're glad you decided to hit the play on your podcast player of choice. My name is Brian, one of the hosts here, and across the table from me.
Yeah, this is Steve. So glad that you have joined the conversation as well. It's hopefully a meaningful thing, and It's meaningful to us that you've joined. So, and I'll welcome our third member of the Behind the Mic folks, and that is Alex, to my left. Alex, how are you doing?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And yeah, like all three of you, I'm including myself in that, all three of us, we are glad that you're listening as well. Okay, so guys, so have any of you had the moment where you all of a sudden feel really old and out of touch with just life? Like you
said the moment as if there's only one.
Well... So, okay, I'm starting to have these as the years go on. I used to pride myself in sort of staying on top of like trends, especially my background in youth ministry. Like I'm not trying to be cool or trendy at all, but I at least want to understand, okay,
yeah,
what are you talking about? I just saw a picture because it's school started, and there was a teacher that posted on their whiteboard in their classroom a list of words that are banned to use in the classroom, and it's all Gen Z slang. So so Ohio is a slang word now, which I sort of take offense to it because I'm from Ohio originally. I don't know whether to be honored or to be offended, and realize
you should be offended.
So I had to look it up,
knowing how it's used.
So Ohio means basically really boring or or dull. Because I mean, okay, I'm going to be honest. Looking it up, and then I'm really thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, they're kind of right. There's not a whole lot happening in the state. But I just, man, it just cracked me up reading that. And then I got to thinking, I was like, cause I'm going, yeah, like none of that makes sense to me. Some of these slang terms, it's like they got it from a YouTube channel and it went viral and then everybody's saying it. But then I'm thinking about, okay, every single generation has had these words or things that are popular in the younger generation that the previous generation is just going, we never did anything like this. Well, this is ridiculous. But every generation has.
Well, even going viral is something of recent generation.
That's true. Yeah, now for sure.
We said that when I was a kid. We needed to see the doctor in a hurry.
Yeah. The flu has gone viral in the school.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it got me thinking, and it's something that we've been wanting to talk about on Conversations, reaching and connecting with the different generations, right? Like, it's we have these moments, I think, like the example I gave, where we have reasons for the generations to want to not have to do anything with each other. You know, the older generation going, I don't understand. This seems ridiculous. Yeah. I don't understand you. And then the younger generation going, you're so out of touch. You don't care about us. We see that in culture and in dynamics. But we really want to talk today about the importance of pouring into the different generations. What does that look like, and how do we do that, and why is that important to be focused on that?
Yeah, I think part of our default nature is to find what's comfortable for us, and then we just kind of stay there, right? So, you know, with our generations, whatever whoever we consider our people to be, we get there, we're comfortable. These other people are talking weird. They got strange things, and just what you're saying, some of the language is outlawed, or we just don't get it, and we think it's dumb. But I think that's true for every group, right? We all face that challenge of, am I going to reach across a line that seems to be there that really I think part of what I would say is it doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of view ourselves and particularly our mindset and our brains as, I heard this analogy somewhere, that it's like a snowy hill. So if you've ever been sledding, when it's fresh and new, you start at the top of the hill and you get on your sled and go down, and it creates a line. It creates that groove in the snow. Then if you want, you can go up and create another one, or you can go down the same one. And each time you go down the same one, it cements itself in more and more. Mm-hmm. And the same happens to us. For these kids now, they have a pretty fresh mind still. And so new things are fun, and they can add it in and go down it. And then as we get older, we're all older. We're not in our teens. I could say that at least. As we get older, that groove becomes deeper and deeper and more and more permanent, and it becomes harder for us to get out of that groove, that niche that we've created in our heads. And it does become that, like, well, yeah, our words growing up made sense. Alex and I are millennials, and I just Googled it real quick because as a youth pastor, I do have to know, or I try to know the stuff. And so literally all the slang words that I was thinking of were the Gen Z.
Yeah.
Now, but if you ever want to feel nostalgic, just look up whatever generation you're from and the slang. But like lit, basic, all those things for us,
epic,
where it's like that made sense to us because that was new and we understood, and so we used it, and then those became those grooves in our mind. And now when we hear Ohio and other things, we're like, "What are you? What? That's dumb." Just because you don't understand something or aren't willing to try to understand it doesn't make it dumb. It's just it's easy. It's easy to hate things that we don't want to put the effort in to understand.
Yeah.
I was listening to an interview with it was Kevin Smith. He's the one who directs movies and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he's had some health issues in the past, and with that he decided to get healthier and everything. And I think with the second kind of near death heart issue that he had, he was like, I used to hate on everything. It was so fun to be able to hate on things and just be like, this is dumb, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't do that anymore. It's not worth it. There's no time. Yeah. Like, I would rather talk your ear off for hours about this new thing that I really like, and to be open to those new things. But going back to what we're talking about with generations, it's easy for us to kind of get in our bubble of whatever age group we're in and say the older ones are out of touch, the newer ones are stupid and weird. We are good. But yeah, what's that like? Obviously we're going to be talking about how do we appreciate different generations and bridge that gap? How can we like help other generations?
Yeah. Well, and you know, I'll just use very generic terms, right? Older generations tend to have more experience with things.
Mm-hmm.
Younger generations tend to have more energy or maybe ingenuity, creativity with things. Mm-hmm. And so those two things are both really important qualities, right?
Yeah.
And so bridging the gap and allowing those two things to come together has real benefit and value to it, right? So that's one of the reasons why we would want to do that. Why don't we just stick in our own bubble? Mm-hmm. Well, because our own bubble's pretty limited, right? And so to not only gain from those around us who aren't just like us, but also to be able to, in essence, pour into those around us who don't have the same experience or insight or wisdom or energy or ingenuity that we might have. And so bridging that gap is really, really important for everyone's sake, not just for your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think to piggyback off of what you guys are saying, bridging the gap, I think a big part of that for both sides, whether you are, you know, trying to, you know, think from the lens of connecting with the older generation, you're like, they are out of touch, they don't understand me, or you're in an older generation going, I have all of this knowledge and experience, but it doesn't seem to be landing. I think it's the same both ways, is listen, like be willing to listen to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us, I think, come preloaded with ideas about how things should be that we want to jump on before actually hearing the other person out. Because, yeah, I think, again, like we started it with this. It's so easy for me to go, oh my gosh, you know, that just seems ridiculous. Why do they think that way? Why do they talk that way? Yeah. But also realizing, oh, I've thought the same thing about older generation. And I'm sure people are thinking that about me at times. Instead of having all of these maybe preconceived ideas, like, man, let's sit down and actually hear people's story and their experience, because we have a lot to learn from each other, which is super important. And that's basic, but I think we see some biblical principles here for this as well. Like we see, and unfortunately, I think the way our culture has kind of shifted, like there was, I think, more of a culture of rite of passage, especially you see that laid out in scripture, where, you know, people tended to pass down things to the next generation. And there was a sort of a coming of age for both boys and girls that mm-hmm. it was sort of established like, hey, you're not a little kid anymore. We're passing this on to you. I think maybe because of how we've shifted as a culture, that's almost lended it to the, you don't understand me. Well, you're dumb. You know, this kind of back and forth where there's actually some really cool things that can happen if we learn from one another.
Yeah. And you mentioned, you know, biblical principle. It's, we see it consistent in scripture that, you know, older women are to help mm-hmm. teach and pour into younger women. You know, same thing with men. Timothy was a young guy who was poured into by Paul, but
yeah.
Paul also told him, like, look for men that you can pour into, that can mm-hmm. pour into others. Like that chain of investment is clear yeah. in scripture, and it's definitely, you know, I don't know if inter or extra, whatever, generational, yeah. what the right term is. But it, in other words, it goes through generations. It doesn't yeah. just mm-hmm. stick with one, like, right. oh, if you're in your 40s, then you should be doing this.
Right.
You know, it's throughout. Yeah. And I think we do live in a culture that's become much, it's moved away from maybe more family, community type mentality to more individual self mentality, which mm-hmm. then lends itself to, look at me, what about me, it's all about me.
Yeah.
And I think we just need to kind of take a step back from mm-hmm. that and go, wait a minute, life's way bigger than me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm curious, just from your guys' own experience, do you have any examples of the impact of either, A, being invested in by someone that was older than you that maybe was one of those sort of milestone moments or relationships, or have you guys had an opportunity to pour into somebody else? Like, what, I'm just curious for those listening, like, I'm sure you're asking the question, like, that sounds cool. How do I do that practically?
Right.
I don't like kids. I don't connect with students. So you're asking me to do that. What does that look like practically?
Well, I mean, you mentioned a couple of things with like younger kids or generations. So are there ways that you can be a part of, or even just support the things that are happening, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, could you coach a team? Could you lead a workshop? Could mm-hmm. you, you know, gather some families who say like, yeah, I'd really love my kid to learn how to be creative, and you're a creative person. So you could do, yeah. you know, something where, you know, kids have the opportunity to learn how to be creative. And it doesn't just have to be younger kids, you know, How are we teaching or helping next generations learn things like budgeting and, you know, making critical decisions and things like that? So, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you can't do that directly. Maybe you can. That's an opportunity. Or maybe you can support that happening, whether it's yeah. financial support or just very practical support in different ways, provide mm-hmm. an environment or mm-hmm. something. I think that's one of that's just one idea, right? There's so many ideas of how you can be pouring into other generations other than yourselves. I'll go the other way too. You know, when I was younger, we had opportunities to go visit and just sit and talk with folks who are in nursing homes
yeah.
and learn from them yeah. and encourage them. It's a win-win when you do that. And
absolutely.
So another way to cross that generational line is to reach upward, I guess, if we want to say, mm-hmm. to the older mm-hmm. generations.
Yep.
And so there's just a couple of very, I think, easy ideas for you to volunteer and in a way that goes beyond just yourself and your comfort zone of generation.
Yeah. I would say I liked Alex, you said listen. Absolutely. And to go off of that too, like ask questions and answer questions. Having very little kids at home, so I have a almost 4-year old, a 7-month old, and especially with the toddler, she asks a lot of questions. And as a every day I'm older, as an older person now, it can be very annoying, and it can get to the point of just do it, like just do this because I'm telling you to. But we've noticed now it's been long enough that we give her the time, we answer her questions, we try to explain, and she'll ask more, and we'll explain more. And instead of brushing her off and explaining, she's growing and really starting to understand more. So when she was 2 and we were answering questions about why things are the way they are and actually doing that, not just making things up. At first, she's not understanding, but she's absorbing something.
Yeah.
So even with teens, like treat them like human beings. They're not some monster teenager. They are still people. Now, they are not adults, even though sometimes they have the vocabulary of an adult. They are still different. So understanding that too, but putting the time in of saying, "Hey, I'm investing in this."
Yeah.
And we get good adults by treating teens and younger people well. Like they will learn to be better when we treat them better.
Yeah,
making that connection is so critical, right? And you said with an open mind, I think, did you say that?
Yeah. I don't think I said open mind, but that was the gist I was going for.
Maybe I just heard that.
That's wonderful.
Because my mind was open as you were
there
talking.
There you go.
But yeah, to come at it and, you know, try and make a connection. Where can we connect? Yeah. You know, it's not just I have my agenda, but do I want to make a personal connection with this person? Yeah. And I might have my ways of connecting, but really there's something else going on with them and we can connect at that level. And, that's, I think, that's a good mindset to have when you're thinking about how do I make this happen?
Yeah.
Just look for a connection.
So you guys saying like, listen to learn versus listen to just respond.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
or actually listen,
right? Yeah.
Well, so many times, all we want to do is talk,
right? We're gearing up our rebuttal or response, not really even hearing what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I think the other, I like to look at this through the lens of discipleship. Like the biblical concept of discipleship is following the pattern of behavior from somebody else. And, in our context, it's, following Jesus and then inviting people to follow us as we follow Jesus and then replicate that, right? Like, as you follow me, now you person who's been following me, like, go do the same thing. Like, that's how the Jesus movement started and why it's continuing is that model works. 'Cause Jesus obviously was in that. He knew what he was doing. But I think the same principles apply as we think about pouring into other generations and listening to them. It's having a posture, I think, of going, I'm not trying to be better than you. I have things that I've learned that I want to pass on to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that you are going to teach me that I hadn't thought about. And that's why I think even as we're having this conversation, if you're a student listening going, well, I'm out of this conversation because I'm too young to invest in anybody. That's not true. I remember having conversations with high school students, even junior high students. It's like, you always have somebody that is a little bit, behind the journey than you, that you can help, along. You know, if you're a high school student, what would it look like to invest in a junior high student? Even something as simple as like making them feel welcome in the environment you're in, right? Because it can be so intimidating as a student to be like, there's upperclassmen here. Like, I don't belong here. You know, to be that high school student that goes, hey, no. Like, you're with me. Simple stuff, I think, as well. And if you're that adult that's going, I don't know how to connect with the younger generation. They're not wanting you to be anybody but you. Mm-hmm. That was something I remember talking to students about. They're like, we hate it when adults try to talk like us because we can sniff it out in an instant. We know that you're just doing that to try to be cool. And they're like, it's not. So stop. Just be you. And that's the thing. I think so many times we disqualify ourselves because we don't think we're the right person. We don't have this whole thing figured out. And I think this just crosses all generations. Like, no matter where you're at, we connect with people when they're being genuine. It's really easy, I think, to tell when somebody is not really being genuine, or eventually you're going to find out. So just be yourself.
Well, and part of what I was going to say too is, you know, don't think that some of the things we're talking about are like quick things.
Yeah.
Like be willing to invest a little time.
Yeah.
You know, not just, you know, so I mentioned going to a nursing home. Like, to that 16, 18, 20 something year old who says, oh, I'll go and try that. And you go once and you feel like, well, that was a waste of time. Like, why don't you commit to connecting over several weeks and see if something grows out of that, right? It's not just one quick thing, because I think really all of us deep down, we're looking for connection. We're looking for acceptance and relationship. And so, you know, just as much, Alex, as you say, you know, don't try and be some cool person. Just be yourself. You know, be that consistently over time as well.
Yeah.
Not just once or twice.
Yep.
And, you know, some of the greatest things, some of the greatest qualities that people are looking for in others, that they would quote unquote kind of let in is consistency, authenticity, right?
Yeah.
And you can't determine that in one quick encounter, you know. You see that more over time. Yeah. They're consistent, they're authentic, they're real, they're you know, they're genuinely interested. So, you know, I just would encourage you, if you're thinking about what we're saying about the, you know, go across generational lines, commit to do that consistently over a period of time, not just once to quote unquote see if it worked.
Yeah. Yeah. We, as people, we all yearn to be understood, yet we never, hardly ever try to understand each other. The whole, what we were saying of thinking up our response before really, really actually listening to the person. And yeah, it takes time. It takes that time to actually try and learn and understand someone, actually understanding them, but it is worth it. It's this idea of being the mentor that you would have wanted to have. Yeah. Like, when you actually, when you see someone finally understand and the realization comes across their face, or you see something, someone learning and growing, like, that's a reward in and of itself. But yeah, we want people to know us and to understand where we're coming from. A couple years ago, I went on a trip with my family to Arizona. And this was before we had kids, but we had a nephew. He was little, but could talk a bit, very cute little toddler voice, and didn't understand some things. And one of the nights he was saying something about his toy was in the Raj. We were like, what does that mean? What's a Raj? We just kept saying it back to him. He said, no, the Raj. And we were like, I don't understand. And there was a point where you could see the frustration on his face, because he's like, I just want them to understand what I'm saying. I want them to get what I want them to get. And finally, like, the whole group of adults were just like playing the game of, okay, like, what's in this place? Yeah. What do you mean? Is it where the chair is? Is it where the whatever? And we found out it was where the truck was. He meant the garage.
Yeah.
And just that relief that he had when we finally got it. And that's what we all as generations want. And we want people to get it. We didn't need to be a toddler with him. We needed to just understand where he was.
Yeah.
And like, that's what us as the older generation should be doing for the younger, saying, hey, I don't get it right now, but I'm going to keep trying to.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep trying to get this.
Yeah. And I would just encourage as well, spend the most time on the things that are most important.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, because the win-win with all of this is we're all better when we're doing this well, right? Us as the older generation, we're learning things that we thought we had already figured out. I'm speaking in broad terms. We grow because we learn from new ideas, and we also have a lot of wisdom. And if you're in the older generation, you have years and experience that that you have to give. And that's, I think, the problem that we both fall into is when we don't feel like we have anything of value to give, or we just can't understand this, we're not even going to try. We have a lot to gain and a lot to lose, I think, if we don't engage. So final thoughts as we close up today.
You know, just hearing you talk, I think if we feel like we don't have a lot to give in the relationship, well, then maybe you've got a lot that you can receive.
Yeah.
Stay in the relationship.
Yeah.
Right. Continue the opportunity and the environment for that exchange to happen. And so, you know, we're just, I think, as we wrap up our time today, we're, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join the conversation, and encourage you to consider, how is it that you're reaching across generational lines?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because you've got something to give? Is it because you've got something to receive? In reality, it's both. Mm-hmm. So don't diminish either of those, and look for those opportunities, and do mm-hmm. it in a consistent, authentic way. And I think when you do that, there's nothing but a win-win available. So don't hesitate to do that. We would encourage that, and look forward to hearing from you again soon, maybe through our email, podcast@victorchurch.org.
Yes.
Appreciate those who have reached out, and encourage, if you have a question, a thought, a comment, to do the same.
Yeah, it all starts somewhere, right? It has to start with someone. So when it comes to reaching across those generational boundaries, you can be the one. Yeah. Don't be the one sitting there saying, well, I'm waiting for a teenager to come and ask me my my wisdom.
As I sit on this mountaintop.
Yeah. Go to them. And same, if you're a teenager listening to this and you're like, well, I wish I had a mentor. I bet there's a lot of people in the older generation that would love to help you. So it needs to start with someone. It might as well be you. But yeah, send us an email. Connect with us. Let us know what we've said that you liked and what we said that you have other opinions on, and we'll be able to respond to those, and give us, especially again, topics that we can cover on this podcast. But we are glad that you decided to spend your half hour with us today, and we will see you in the next one.
See you guys.
Take care.